Blog Talk Radio.
Family, greetings and hotel. Welcome to the Kira Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you on a Tuesday. We'd like to welcome you by saying Harbari Ghani to our old friends, and we'd like to say what's up to our new friends. Come in and join us and have a seat. We are still featuring the almighty discussion on marriage, relationships, and on the divorce clinic. And thank you so very much for following the leader and following us throughout this segment. We have quite a bit to cover on this topic. However, I would like to ask you to support us on this topic because there's so many people that need services like this. Now, as you know, we are family and consumer science, and we work on the topic of focusing on the minority families, families who are not usually involved in marriage and family counseling. And most of what we're doing in this classroom is counseling. And we like to invite you to be a part of what we're doing. We like to also tell you that we are going to be opening up other opportunities and different topics. And one of the topics that we wanted to cover this year was on street law. So our next big topic will be on street law and on human rights. We'll be focusing very heavily on human rights. That is a topic that we'll be discussing throughout our atonement for our concert and our conference. Our topic will be on human rights. And a number of those young men and women out there do need to be trained on their inalienable rights. And that's what human rights will give us, a little background history about what rights we have. And those young people can begin to start to study street law and get an understanding of what it is that they are fighting for. Their human rights, or is it a civil rights? So we'll be covering that on our next segment. At the end of this month, we'll be starting with that topic. We want to finish this particular topic off in a smooth position. So we are going to be staying the course. Now, some of you may have heard me on another station. I am on the Harambe station on Fridays, and we have a new show entitled I Can Be a Better Man. And I would definitely love to invite you to be a part of that show. It is a fantastic show where we focus in on working with helping the African-American and minority men in general become a better man. Now, how can we do that? Well, you know only iron sharpens iron, but I like to say this much to you. Only iron sharpens iron, but stay tuned. I want you to hear this new song.
We are in deep with doing my patience, doing my time, spending my restless nights, returning places.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear that song. That is the sound of Jacor. Jacor is a Rastafarian singer. He recorded that record while in prison, and we took that particular cut and made a show out of it. We actually decided that we wanted to use Jacor as one of our young men who finally got released from prison and went back into the workforce or into the community. We wanted to show how important it is for us to integrate our black men back into the workforce. It's vital that we should understand that us women who have positions in CEO positions and executive administrative positions, it's vital that we should open up our facilities and our positions to better acquaint the black man with coming back into the industry. And I use that particular cut to kick off a campaign for black men running for mayor, as well as other issues that pertain to black men. I could be a better man. And we hear so much from so many women, especially African-American women, like there are no good men out there. I wanted to hear from the men. What did they feel about how they could be a better man? What did they feel about what it takes to be a better man? And I really wanted to know from their perspective, how can they make a difference in talking about themselves? And I know only iron can sharpen iron. Women do not have the capability of only making men. They can assist men in their rehabilitation. They can assist men in developing. But it takes another man to sharpen his iron. And I wanted to let the world know that it's up to the women to open up some of these doors. We've got a lot of opportunities presented to us, and we have bragged about our position. We have bragging rights now. If we've got bragging rights and our communities, our black families are still suffering, and we don't have communities anymore because they're broken homes. Now, as you know, I always say that it does not necessarily take a man and a woman in a household to call that a home. You have to make a home comfortable, and it does not necessarily have to have a nuclear family in it to make it a family. A woman and her children can make up a family. However, a woman can't do the job that a man can do in raising his daughters and rearing his sons. So it's vital that we should understand the necessity of having a man around to help to guide the direction of our children. So this particular show was brought about in the effort so women could get involved, and we wouldn't just be talking about the man straighten up and fly right, but we would be talking about what can the woman do, and does the woman affect the man? Now, I have written extensively about women and the effects that women have on African-American males, and I am due to come out with a book. So, as you know, Omi's going to always set it up so that this can twist off from the book, the effects that females have on African-American males. And I want to talk about that tonight, even though we're talking about relationships. This is timely. Definitely timely, ladies and gentlemen. It is so timely that I should have spoke about it almost 10 years ago, because our men are affected by how women think, what women think about them. Our men are affected in general about what women do for them now or what they don't do for them. Now, we have set a terrible picture, and it's so bad that somebody has to rescue us. Help, 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 rescue us now. And I'm here to rescue you. As the emperor, I'm here to tell it like a T.I. is. We need rescuing. We need a mission, as a matter of fact. We not only need a mission, we need rescuing. I'm telling you that it is not too soon before you see us needing to be raptured out of the sea, because we have just thrown our relationships away. We have just given up on them and walked away and said, forget it. I will go and look for somebody else in another country, in another culture, in another life, possibly even another gender. Now, there's where I draw the line. We have got to have some better opportunities to better ourselves when it comes to relationships. Now, I am adamant about the topic of relationships because I'm a relationship specialist. I was trained in school to know how to deal with family issues and to know how to deal with various different problems. Now, what I want to say to you is this. Relationships cannot make it by themselves. Just because you're in a relationship, if your significant other is not doing his part, you don't have a relationship. It takes two to tangle. Better believe that man may want you involved in that tangle part, but he's got to open his mouth, and he can't be mealy-mouthed, and he has to have an opinion. Now, if you don't have an opinion, man, we're going to give you one tonight. How can a woman keep a relationship going when she gets up in the morning and says, morning, dear, and you sit there and say, instead of saying, morning, dear, how are you? Did you sleep well last night? They don't have no conversation. They don't want nobody to speak to them. Don't talk to me in the morning. I'm just getting up. And then the evening comes. Good evening, dear. Sleep tight, dear. Don't talk to me tonight. I'm trying to go to sleep. It's one thing after another. They don't read. They don't pick up a book. They don't make themselves informed. They don't even know about the current events. And they're sitting there sucking in the tube, the television 24/7. So what's up with that? What's up with that picture? They don't have any intelligence to pass on to the woman. Well, let me tip you to this, man. Women need to be entertained, and they need to be talked to, because your spirit will go in that woman, and how she feels about things will determine what you tell her. If you don't tell her anything, guess what? Any man can whisper in her ear and give her instructions of what she's supposed to do. Now, let me give you a case in point. Now, here you are. You out of town. She ain't seeing you. She don't know when you're going to come back. A man comes by, one of your friends. He's going to school your wife on what you're doing and what she should do to you. Now, while you're gone, your so-called friend is telling her all kinds of things. Girl, that man ain't where he say he's supposed to be. I went down there to Ted's house, and he hanging out down there at Ted's. He ain't at work. He been off work. Girl, you ought to tell him, thus and so, whichamajigget. And you sit back there and say, you know you right. You know you right. How come I didn't think of this? Now, he done got you all round up. Girl, if I was you, I would read him the riot act, and I would tell him. Matter of fact, I would do a phone call right now. Pick up your cell phone and call him. Now, you done got all round up. You ain't even thinking things through. Because somebody else is whispering in your ear, you decide you're going to straighten this man out. You haven't confirmed any of it. So you get on the phone. Hello. John, this is me. Where you at? Well, I'm on my way home. Well, I hear tell that you down at Ted's house and you got off of work a long time ago. How come I ain't seen you? Woman, I'll talk to you when I get there. Now, he did the right thing because he don't want no mess before he walks in that door. He want to be able to be heard. Now, this is one time he is guided properly. But you have been misguided, woman. You let some other man titillate your ear and tell you what to do and encourage you to get upset at your man who you got to sleep with tonight. Now, when he comes home, he ain't going to be in such a good mood. And you know that. So you go upstairs and play dead and play sleep like a possum. You ain't even turning your back to him because you know he's got some words for you. He comes in the room. Look here, woman. If there's something I need to tell you, don't you know I would tell you? And then you say, oh, John, you don't always tell me what's on your mind. I can't ever tell what you're thinking. You don't ever say what you really feel. Well, woman, if I had something to tell you, I would have told you before I left. Well, you ought to speak up sometime. Oh, your old friends came over here and told me what you did. My friend? Who is my friend? You know your friend, Bill? Bill? Bill ain't none of my friends. Why'd you let that man up in my house? And why'd you let him into your ear whispering about me and what you listened to him for? Because you weren't here to tell me what to do. I depend on you to tell me what to do. And when you ain't here, I need somebody to tell me what to think. Now, that's exactly right. She needs to hear from you, man. And she don't need to hear from your friends encouraging her to rile up against you. That's how relationships get tore up from the floor. It starts in the home. Now, if you're going to be nurturing your wife, that means you've got to sit down and y'all got to have it quiet, keeping the harmony going, and you've got to be talking to her, explaining to her, telling her what you think about scripture in the Bible, or telling her how you think about current events. So when she walks out there, if you told her the sky is blue, guess what? When she walks out there and her girlfriend said, girl, look at that sky. It is so cloudy. No, no, that sky ain't cloudy, girl. That sky's blue. What you mean that sky's blue? Because we're going to have a good day, and that's what I always believe, because that's what me and my husband do. We affirm things together, and we believe in hope. Keep hope alive. Girl, you've been brainwashed. You know you've been brainwashed. You got that man telling you the sky's blue when it's dark, dark, dark. What is wrong with you? Girl, I don't care what you say. When we affirm something, we touch and agree on it together. And once we touch and agree on it together, it comes to pass. Now listen to this woman talk. She is repeating what her man done told her. He may have told her that when he was half asleep. He may have even told her that when he was drunk. But she holds it in her spirit because she pulls and draws from their conversation. So, men, my question is, do you have a conversation for your woman? Or do you get on the phone talking nonsense, talking off-the-wall talk, talking crazy nonsense where you can't even talk about the current events or what's going on in the world or what your opinion is because you haven't read enough factual information to make a valid opinion? Well, I want to say this. It's very vital that you men get on top of things and you start participating and you start filling in the gap for your woman. Now, there's some couple of men out here that call themselves engaged. I want to speak on it tonight. Oh, yeah. I got to speak on it tonight because, see, we got this thing all misconstrued. The term engagement is not endearment. It doesn't mean that this is forever. When you decide to go to a woman and ask her for her hand, and ask her to wear your lavalier, or maybe even your ring. And I'm not talking about a ring on the phone either, ding, ding. I'm talking about a ring you wear. I want to get you men straight on this because you don't know what you're doing, and I want to set you straight. Take it from Omi because I'm giving it to you from the hip. When you come in and ask the woman to remove herself off the market, you darn sure better have it together, baby. You better have that ring wrapped up, and you better have a date when you plan on wedding her. Don't make her wait forever. Do you want her hand to fall off before you buy a ring? Like Billy B said, do you want my hand to fall off? Well, that's the same thing she's thinking. You haven't put a ring on her finger, and you still thinking she's talking about a ring, ring, ding, ding on the phone. She's talking about a real ring, something with some gold and silver, baby. So when you decide to take her off the market, within 90 days, you need to have that woman married. Don't go stretching the thing out. Don't go waiting the thing out. Don't go playing games with her, you silly rabbit. When you decide that you're going to marry her, don't you know other men are looking at her because she's good material? Don't you know that she's ready for marriage? So everybody that meets her and has an encounter with her, guess what? They want to marry her too. Because she's looking like a marriage. Oh, she's smelling like a marriage. She seems to be suited for a marriage because she's been prepped for a marriage. And when you think she's good to go, guess what? There's a whole lot of other men out there that think the same thing. And don't think it's strange for your best buddy to come up and say, man, you got a good woman. And don't think it's strange for him not to hit on her and say, do you really love John? Because if you don't really love John, I don't think you should be marrying him. You ought to wait it out. And he can be looking around the corner at her to see how long she's going to wait it out. Because he sees the goodness in her and the quality in her. And guess what? He's going to flirt a little bit because he's a man. And he might even deter her from being with you and tell her things to let her know that she would make a good wife for him. That's why you shouldn't be waiting it out, talking about we're going to stretch it out. I don't want nobody. I ain't going to tell my family. I can't do this now. Ah, but see, you gave your word. And when you give your word must be your bond. Now you got your buddy saying, man, congratulations. You get ready to do this. Now you heeing and hawing, but you done grabbed this woman off the market, and you done taken her off the market. Her stocks are now depreciating. She's losing value because you have taken her off the market. What do you mean, Omi? I mean that while she was on the market, her stocks was appreciating, going up in value. Now you are depreciating this woman. And at the same time, you are not able to tell her when you can make her your wife. Now, when we look at engagement, engagement is the time you're supposed to be spoken and courting a woman. Now, you know Omi knows something about that spoken and courting. But if you're one of those spoken men who like to just carry a woman on your shoulder because she's looking good and smelling good and dressed from head to toe with everything matching and coordinated because you look good, she fly, and you fly up. When y'all go somewhere, guess what? It ain't all about that. Because, see, you just looking for a showboat to be on your shoulder to make you look good. But if y'all come as a pair and you're working in duality, you must remember it's not a temporary thing. This is a spiritual thing. Spiritual things are for eternal. Temporal things, if you're looking for temporal things, don't go asking a woman to become engaged with you because it's a serious matter. Say it with me. It's serious. Baby, this is serious, as Anita Baker would say. This is serious. Oh, so serious. And she ain't playing. And neither is that woman. So when you take her off the market and tell her that you want to be with her, baby, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Forever is not enough, baby. I want to hip you to something. When you say those words, make sure you mean them. And that 90 days when the clock is ticking, you are on a 90-day grace period. Get your stuff together. Get yourself together. Don't be just trying to get yourself pulled together. You didn't ask the woman to marry you. You have to be in position to get married. I'm talking about standing to attention. I'm talking about get your house in order. Get your house in order because guess what? Her family is looking at you. Her brothers are watching you. And if you don't get it together, they'll get it together for you. They will come in your face, and they will ask you things, and they will ask you show and tell. What makes you think that you're ready to marry my sister or my daughter? What is your intentions with my sister and daughter? What do you bring to the table? Now, you might not have much. Now, here's another subject. A lot of men are fearful of marriage because they feel they don't have anything to bring to the table. A lot of men, they say, well, I don't have no IRA. I don't have a self-directed IRA. I didn't work long enough to get pension or retirement. I can't get married. I didn't bring anything with me. That is not for you to fret over. Money is not the only thing that will set a marriage right. The lucre can help. However, you can work to make that money while you are waiting for that 90 days so you can fix and fix during that time. So women, do not think it's strange when it's time to show the portfolio that they don't have anything to show. Do not frown upon that man. When he comes to you wholeheartedly and honest and says, I didn't build up a repertoire of a portfolio, but I have the potential of being rich in my spirit and earning an income where we can be together. Give that man all of the undivided attention you can and sit down with him and go over the finances together and begin to build together. Now, this 90-day clock is ticking. Let me get back to that. While this 90-day clock is ticking, he is to be getting himself together, preparing. You don't just let time lapse and grow all around you. The trees grow all around your foot and the bushes grow all around you till you look up and it's another year and then another year. I have seen people be engaged for 6, 7 years. There is no excuse for that. Either you will or you won't. Either you do or you don't. That's just the way that story goes. There's no reason for waiting those long periods of time. When you love someone, you cannot stand to be without them. When you are endearment to someone, you want them by your side at all times. Love doesn't work like that. It's not just hot today and cold tomorrow. It runs deep. And when love runs deep, how deep is your love? Should you ask the man? If he asks you to marry him, but he don't want to do it until next year, you ask him, how deep is your love? How deep is your love? If your deep, if your love don't run deep enough, then you can't hold out to next year. Because guess what? You better put a ring on it, baby. And you better take her off the shelf and the market, too. And you better settle down like you say you're getting ready to do. If you still out there and you're still kicking it with your old friends and y'all hanging out together, you got things going on with your old friend, y'all still seeing one another, you calling her up and you're still smiling in her face, guess what? It won't be soon before you lose interest in that so-called person that you just asked to marry because you're not spending enough quality with the one you want to be with. It ain't about love the one you're with. Uh-uh. No, you cannot love the one you're with no more. That game and that song does not work in an engagement. You have taken her off the market. You must take yourself off the market, too. You cannot be loving the one you're with because it brings about a problem. But some men think, I better do everything I can do before that 90-day period is up, and I better have all the fun I want to have. Why would you do that when it could endanger or damage your relationship with your potential spouse that you have become engaged with? Men, you need to take class 101 in understanding what engagement means. It does not mean endearment. It doesn't mean that that woman's going to sit patiently smiling the same way you left her when you said, darling. She says, yes, dear, I'd like to marry you, darling. Oh, would you, dear, you really want to marry me? Do you really want to marry me? Yes, I do. And then you say, oh, I'd like to marry you, too. But there's nothing that transpires in between that time to show that the engagement is moving and you are still sitting there. That man may expect you to be sitting there every time he comes to the door. You're just sitting there posing. If you're sitting there posing and not getting behind this man asking for due dates. When? How long? Not long. How long? When? Let's sit down and let's plan. Oh, we don't need to plan. It'll just happen. Won't nothing just happen. If you don't put it on the calendar, you don't plan for it, you will plan. If you don't plan to succeed, guess what? You will plan to fail through default. Who wants their marriages to fail? Not any of us. Who wants their relationships to fail? Not any of us. And listen to me. You're not going to agree on everything, but you have to agree to be disagreeable. And don't think your relationship and your love is over with because you don't agree on everything. It's healthy to have a difference of opinion because you learn something from someone that you didn't know before, and you should be able to be grown enough to accept the difference of opinion. You can't be shadowing over there, oh, I don't want us to disagree. Oh, let's not get angry with each other. We can get angry, but we don't sin. We must understand that with grown-ups, there are going to be differences of opinion. Now, I'm going to pray over our good thing. I'm going to pray over those who are engaged, just as I am. I'm going to pray over myself, too. And we're going to ask that the ancestors assist us because we can't do it by ourselves. But the Spirit knows what we don't know to pray for, and the Spirit makes intercession. As I pour libations to Oladulare, I say Ashe. As I pour libation to Yaminye, the mother spirit, I say Ashe. I pour libation to the man and wife, O Batala, I say Ashe, my father spirit. I call on the ancestors today that they may be a witness, that they may testify to the very thing that I'm talking about. I call on the ancestors that they may lift up a standard for all of our men. I know they can be a better man, brought here to lead and guide us and to be the gods that we have called for. Now, the gods are here today. Let those men who profess to be men to rise up and become the gods that have been sent here to lift up the lowly spirit of the women. Do not let them become waste. Do not let them become entrapped in their own vow. Do not let their words return to them void. Do not let their words or the tongues of their mouth be used as a sword, cutting, going in and cut going out. Let their words be true. And whatever they say to a woman, let them live out the creed, because it's vital that we should have an understanding with our men. It's vital that we should have a way to communicate. Open up the lines of communication for every represented woman here today. And for all those men who would have it in their spirit to ask the woman to marry them, let them follow through. Let them not only follow through, but let them work hard towards preparing and the preparation. Father God, we know that there are seven women for every man, for every one man. But every woman that says she's ready for marriage, let her prepare herself. Let her come up out of the streets and let her begin to equate herself with what the deeds of a good woman is. Father, it's a good thing for a man to find a wife, and it's a good thing for a woman to receive a good man. Now, Father, as we talk about relationships, as we talk about marriages, engagement, help us to be true to what we say it is we're going to do. Help us to understand that marriage is honorable, and help us to understand that we can prevent a lack of communication by opening our mouths and sharing with our significant other. Now, help us today, Lord, to go about our daily work. And may we treat women like the church. May we treat them kind and with patience. And may we stop the undermining. And women, if you're scheming and if you're strategizing and going behind the man's back, you need to stop it. Because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So seek God early with your man. Raise up early in the morning and call on prayer so that you can meet God together, and God will put a plan in your man's hand. Because man may plan, but God is the best of planners. Help us to have a plan, Father. A man without a plan doesn't need a wife. What is it that a wife can do for a man without a plan, Father? Help our men to develop strong plans for their household, and help our women to get behind our men, not force them and force their hand where they take over the leadership. Let us stay right beside our husbands, not three steps ahead of them. And may we operate in duality, Father. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and the honor. And we say to God be the glory. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to be on this show today and be unmolested talking about how we can be a better man. I want our men to be a better man. I want our men to understand we can be a better man, and we can be that person that God has called us to be. It's vital that we should understand that. It's vital. It's vital that we should understand that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So help us to have a sound mind today, Father. We just pray that you would give us that ability to have a sound mind so that we can do what it is you called us here to do. Now, we are not stupid or dumbfounded that you will give us the strength, because we cannot find the strength within our own being. But we ask that you will continue to show us what we are to do and how we are to do it. And we cannot do things alone. We have to understand that it's vital that we should worship you at all times. So we're going to ask that you guide us. And we thank you so much this evening for joining us. Please join us as we go out of here with this song, I Could Be a Better Man.
Pray for your love divine.
I'm
so sorry, man. Deeply I'm sorry. Christ ordained to be mine. Impossible to see the change that I've made in my life. All they see is just a boy. Let me ask, and I said,
is being dedicated to all those men that believe that they can be a better man. Women, we must get behind our men, and we must show them that they can be a better man. And in the process of being a better man, women, they will rise up and call us glory. And we can get behind them and assist them and aid them and call them to Iwatelu, good character, good conduct, because we have reached an all-time high with failing marriages, failing relationships. We've got to do what it is we say we're going to do, and that is to keep our communities together. And we cannot do that without a commitment for relationships and having wives and husbands. It's very vital that we not become extinct and that the black man not become like the bald eagle. That's right. They've removed the bald eagle off the list. And now we're looking at the black man who is due to become extinct. If we have a fighting spirit, women, as we begin to get ready for our atonement, on our seven-day atonement to Nina Simone, I'm calling all the mourning women to come and to help me stand on the front line so we can break down the walls of injustice. And with the humility that we will show, God will honor that. And he will begin to reign all over this earth. And every woman in every diaspora who has the ability to get the ear of the king will come forth on these days and will pray. And we will bring down the walls of oppression. We will tear down injustice. We will root up and we'll pull down. But we can't do it in our own strength. Man, we ask you to stand behind us or stand beside us, not behind us, because we do things in duality. And with this atonement for Nina Simone, it's not a time for us to display our talent only, but a time for us to speak out and give up and give out energy that we might reconnect with Nina Simone's spirit, and all over this earth we might vibrate and call forth her melanin to be present once again, because she stood for something. She died leaving this earth kicking and screaming. She left here dissatisfied, unable to march one more time with Dr. Martin Luther King. She was a civil rights leader, and she stood for something for all people. The only place that would give her interest into the world was in Europe, in Paris, is where she spent her last years going through the process of weeping and weeping for our country. How can we disband someone from our country who had such great talent as she did, a classical